Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game live today at City Winery. David Poyle's retirement luncheon. He will join us later on in the show, and I know he's going to be in a good mood because what a game it was last night at Bridgestone Arena. The Predators come back the final 38 seconds, score two goals to win in regulation, goals by Forsberg and Trennan, and they get the 4-3 win over the Colorado Avalanche. Let's say hello now to Hal Gill, Predators analyst, both for Bally Sports and for us here on the radio side. Skillsy, have you ever witnessed anything like that during your playing career or now your broadcasting career?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome, wasn't it? I mean, that's I feel like, especially against a team like Colorado, like to come out and have a huge game like that. You don't see Colorado do that very often. Give up a lead right at the end and then lose it. Pretty exciting. I've seen some crazy things. That's right up there with it, though.
Yeah, I liked the game that the Predators played, but like you said, I mean, they needed that at the end. And for a guy like Philip Forsberg to get that game-tying goal, I mean, we've been waiting for it. To me, I would say he's on a heater right now, his ninth goal of the season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? It's been a while where you're like, you're saying, okay, Phil is this kind of player, and he just wasn't that kind of player. He's been the skill guy. He's been the perimeter guy, and now he's getting into the interior, getting into the front of the net. And, like, if you look at a lot of the goals he's had over the last few games have been deflections and rebounds, and, yeah, he's knocked two out of the air that he's put in right on the crease. Skilled plays, but he's getting those scoring chances because he's digging in and grinding. And so now we're starting to see the whole Phil Forsberg that I've been looking for, and that's pretty exciting. And, you know, you heard Bruno in the post game last night was saying, you know, where our team goes, where Phil goes is where our team goes, and that's how big of a leader he is right now.
How can the you're the head coach last night. You walk in that locker room after what you just witnessed. What do you tell the team?
Oh, I don't tell you. As Bruno going in there, or as the other as the bad guys, or Colorado?
As you, as Hal Gill walking that Preds locker room last night, and you're the head coach
in the
of that hockey
room?
Team.
I don't think you have to say anything. I think the fun part about being a coach is when your team thrives and sticks to what your process was. I mean, they attacked the net from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, and they didn't get the great chances, but they're all right there. They're all in the crease. They're all battling to try to find a way to score goals. They played fast. They played hard. It wasn't mistake-free, but the compete was there, and that's what I think would make any coach happy. I mean, that's what you want out of your team is a relentless pursuit on pucks, and I think they had that from start to finish. So I don't think as a coach I wouldn't say anything. I just let the boys enjoy it and enjoy it myself.
Do you do it today when you go to practice? Say, look, this is what it is. When we all play together as one, we all come together as one, and we don't quit. This is what we're capable of doing. Do you tell them that today?
If you're a good coach, you don't have to. If they get it, you don't have to tell them anything. They saw it, right? I mean, there's nothing better than winning, right? I mean, that's what you're there for. And if you go out there and you did all the things that you're supposed to do and you won, I don't think you need – the proof is in the pudding. Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's exactly what
they – Did I ruin that?
No, that's good. As long as it's vanilla pudding.
They saw it. They saw it. They saw how if you keep digging in and you stick to what the game plan is and execute it as best you can, you get rewarded for it. And whether it's early in the game you get rewarded or it comes down to the last second, you get rewarded for it, and that's what you're there for.
So you said before, the 59 minutes and 20 seconds before they got the game-winning goal and the tying goal, you thought the Preds were playing well?
Yeah, I do. Cale Makar had three assists. And, you know, when you're playing against elite guys like Makar, it's kind of a difficult game to play because you're like, okay, we're doing the right things, but this guy is killing us. And so I think they had that a little bit where they were like, okay, Colorado's a better team. I have no disillusion that they're a better team. They have better, more impact players, but they played well against McKinnon and Rantanen. They did play well against Makar, but he's just that good that he has three assists. But they stuck to their game plan and they competed. And, you know, if you look at, there's really no weak link in that lineup. Even with McDonough out, even with Novak out, and Shen, these guys are out of the lineup. They still went out and competed and fought for each other, and it worked out in the end. And so I think the game that they played and the compete that they played with against a really good team, you know, they saw the results, and I think they stuck to the game plan.
We're talking to Hal Gill, Predators analyst. And going back to Forsberg for a second, Shane in the Borough texts in and says, Ryan O'Reilly is the best thing to ever happen to Forsberg. And I kind of feel like we've seen that over the course of Phillips' career, that, you know, early on it was Mike Ribeiro, and then obviously Ryan Johansson and the years that they had together. Obviously he returned last night. I'll ask you about that in a second. But now I do feel like there's just that instant chemistry that he's developed with O'Reilly.
It's not just the chemistry. It's the little things that really separate what Forsberg was and what he is now and the way he's playing now. You know, like, you know, he always had spurts of attacking the net, and now playing with O'Reilly, I feel like, don't you feel like everyone is stronger on their stick right now?
Yeah.
I feel like they win more battles, and I don't think it's coincidence. I think they look at Ryan O'Reilly and they go, oh, that's how you're supposed to play. And it trickles down through the lineup. I think everyone watches him. You know, he's got the respect in the locker room, and for what he's done, he's been a competitor. He's won cups. He's the Conn Smythe. He's that guy. He's going to win you a big faceoff. He's going to kill a penalty. He does all these things so well. I think it's just human nature. You watch him and you say, okay, how did he do that? And now you go out and try to mimic what he does because he's had success. And then all of a sudden you go, well, Philip Forsberg's scoring goals from the slot and getting rebounds and competing and winning battles. And then all of a sudden everyone's doing that. And I think that's the slow build that you're getting from this team. And hopefully they can continue. I think that's the idea Barry Trotz had when he brought in guys like O'Reilly to set that tone of how this is how you play and this is how we're going to play.
Hal, what still drives you a little bit crazy about this Predator hockey team?
You know what? It's hard to say it drives me crazy because I kind of knew it was going to happen. You're going to be inconsistent, you know, like what was it, 3 or 4 games ago, we were talking about how they're giving up 2-goal leads left and right. And that's frustrating. But, you know, it's, having kids is frustrating, you know? Having a 12-year-old like I do. You know, he's the best kid in the world, and then I want to, you want to throw him out the door and tell him to go do it himself because he's driving you crazy. But then he comes back around, and he's the best kid, and I think it's like parenting, yeah, right? I don't know if that's a great analogy.
Great analogy.
That's the way it feels right now, is because you want them to be consistently awesome, and it's really hard to do, especially for a young team.
Real quick, they did a nice job honoring Ryan Johansson last night, and obviously all the charitable things that he was a part of. He was, you know, pretty emotional before, talking about it was like coming home, but pretty special to see Joey back in the building.
Yeah, that was cool. You know what? It's everyone has their problems with players as they go through, you know, and you know, Joey at the end, you're like, okay, Joey, come on, carry this team. I think it just wasn't the right time anymore, so they had to move him. But, and change that culture that we were just talking about. But Joey's gone on to a good team, and he's now the supporting cast for, like, the McKinnon and Ranton. I feel like he's found a home, but forever. I think people will remember him as that guy in the runs, playing playoff hockey and being a beast. Like, he was dominant for a long time with the Preds, and he was that first line center that everyone was looking for, playing on the Jofa line. So it was nice that everyone kind of gave him the respect that he deserves for a great time in Nashville.
Well, and I think, you know, as we honor David Poile today at his luncheon and then tomorrow night at the game, that's going to go down as one of David Poile's better trades for sure, because it was a game changer for this franchise. No doubt about that. Hal, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Appreciate it.
One more game, and then we can relax. One more one tomorrow, and then hopefully another win and get some turkey in us.
That's right. Perfect. I love it. Thanks, Hal. Hal Gill joining us here on the program, as he does every Tuesday at 9:30. Coming up next, what are you done with? What are you mad about? I'm done. Our segment, you can call 615-737-1025, or you can text. What is something that you are done with? On the line, we have we'll give away two winners, actually.
Ooh,
a pair of tickets to see OAR at the Ryman Auditorium on September 1st. That's a show coming up in 2024, September 1st, OAR at Ryman Auditorium. You must participate, though. What are you done with? 615-737-1025, Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063, The Game.